The Green Sun Show is brought to you by CEA Technology, a leader in building indoor growing systems that allow you to grow pesticide-free and conserve fertilizer, water, and energy to grow crops sustainably. Visit CEATECHN.com to learn more.
One or two? Do you see better with one, glasses, or two, LASIK surgery? I trust my eyes to the Northwest Indiana Eye and Laser Center, located in Valparaiso, Indiana. The state-of-the-art office and surgery center is the best in the region, providing complete eye care, including exams, glasses, and eye surgery. To make an appointment, call 219-464-8223. That's 219-464-8223. Or visit their website, nwindianaeyeandlaser.com. Trust your eye care to the best. And we thank the Northwest Indiana Eye and Laser Center for their support. I'm Robert Colangelo, and this is Green Sense, where we bring you innovations that make your world more sustainable. EQ, or emotional intelligence, is a measure of one's ability to recognize emotions so you can communicate more effectively, be more socially aware, and improve your home and work environment. Paige Franks, Senior Executive Search Advisor with Best Human Capital and Advisory Group from Indianapolis, joins us to explore this hot issue. Paige, welcome to the Green Sense Show, and thank you so much for joining us. I've been wanting to cover this topic for a long time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk with you about this. I guess I'll start by saying my background is in psychology and originally wanted to go clinical, but I found myself working in business through school. Particularly in retail hospitality leadership positions, which led me to my current job. And at Best, we do executive recruiting, exit succession planning, human resource advisory, with horticulture being our primary niche. And I can tell you that in working so closely with company decision makers and candidates, respectively, we deal with emotional intelligence every day. So, yes.
Well, that's great. It's great to have a practitioner on. Let's start out simple. So if you could just define emotional intelligence and tell us how that differs from IQ, which most people are aware of.
Sure. So emotional intelligence, by definition, is the ability to recognize and understand emotions in oneself and in others. So essentially, it refers to a person's ability to control, perceive, evaluate, and express emotions. And a big distinguishment between IQ and EQ is primarily what's being measured and how. So IQ is a number used to express a person's overall cognitive ability, such as like logical reasoning, memory, word comprehension, math skills. And that's derived from what we know as like the standard IQ test, which is very objective. But in contrast, EQ is focused on one's ability to recognize, understand, and manage emotions. And that's measured through ability tests and self-reported analysis, so more subjective, of one's typical behavior. And that one's not universally standardized. So think more so quantitative versus qualitative between IQ and EQ. Here.
Yeah, that's an excellent, concise explanation. I appreciate that. In my experience, IQ has been the gold standard in the past when hiring. Most employers want to hire the brightest people. Tell us maybe how things are changing and where EQ fits in and how an employer weights his decision, their decision between EQ and IQ when looking at candidates.
So IQ, it's still important because that's kind of what contributes to technical ability. And while it is important for somebody to have a technical knowledge in a job, a lot of those things can be trained. And I think people are becoming a lot more open to that, especially as soft skills like EQ are becoming a lot more understood, recognized, and valued overall. So, you know, you might be really great in one area in a technical sense, but let's say you're in sales. If you don't have a high EQ, you're not going to be able to work with people well. So, you know, just that being a prime example of working with people in any capacity, something like EQ, that's a behavior that can't particularly be trained. It can be further developed, but that's something that I think an employer would look at and hope that somebody came in with those behaviors and almost that sense of personality and character, whereas some of those technical skills can be trained.
I would think when you're in a professional setting, being able to get along with the team, maybe in any setting, becomes very important. And that's where EQ really fits in, is making sure that people have the attributes to work together as a team.
Yeah, I would say that high EQ is going to contribute to greater success in the long term because of your ability to navigate others, whether it's your coworkers, your clients, what have you.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of emotional intelligence. When did it begin and when did you really start it see it being integrated into the work culture?
So it's really new. Back in 1995, Daniel Goleman, who's essentially one of the godfathers of emotional intelligence, wrote a book called Emotional Intelligence, Why It Can Matter More Than IQ. And once people started getting into that, the concept was mainstreamed and then became heavily researched and was ultimately found to be linked to positive life outcomes like job success, relationship satisfaction, stress tolerance. And then people started finding out that it could be developed and improved, and its malleability was a huge attracting factor. So from there, because of the trainability and the benefits, businesses and schools started assessing and then further developing this skill. So since the 90s, but especially in recent years, employers are starting to really shift focus to these soft skills and everything falling in the EQ domain.
Well, let's get into the science behind emotional intelligence. Tell us the ways that you could measure it.
There's so many, and they keep coming, all these different measures, all being self-reported analysis. Well, for the most part, are a very subjective measure per se. But there are some that are much more, I guess, as standardized as something like that could be. A few of the most scientifically accredited measures. One is the MEIEW, which is the Multidimensional Emotional Intelligence Assessment, specifically pertaining to the workplace. And that one has 144 short items that measure 10 different areas of emotional intelligence. And that one takes like 20 minutes to complete. The WEIP, which is the Work Group Emotional Intelligence Profile, is more of a spectrum that, or two scales, I should say, that measure one's own emotions, well, one's ability to deal with their own emotions, and then the other being the ability to deal with other people's emotions. And then a third highly accredited one is the MSCEIT, the Meyer-Salovey-Canuso Emotional Intelligence Test. And if I butchered their last names, I apologize. But that one measures an individual's ability to perceive, comprehend, act on, and manage emotional information. And that one's also around like 141 items and takes like 30 to 45 minutes to complete. But there are so many and more are on the way, and they keep getting refined and a lot like expanded on. And there's, you know, much less like super scientific versions of this, of these as well.
What are the outcomes of these tests? For example, in an IQ test, you get a number. Mm-hmm. In these tests, you get a low, medium, and a high, or what is the outcome? How do you know what your results are from taking these tests?
So it's typically like more of a rating scale. Like there's five key domains in emotional intelligence, being motivation, self-regulation, empathy, social skills, and self-awareness. And to some, in one way or another, these typically measure your rankings, I suppose, in each of these domains.
Have you taken any of these tests?
Yeah, actually, I can't remember which one it was, but the first time I even ever heard of emotional intelligence was actually in college. And one of our professors had us take this test. And granted, I think I was like 19 years old, so I was humbled with where my scores were. But yes, like they've come a long way for sure. But it was actually incredibly insightful and asked me questions that I'd never even thought about. And from there, created a whole new level of self-awareness and a desire to make a change.
How did you rank? Did you have a low, medium, or high EQ?
I would say, well, some areas were lower than others. Like, to be honest, the emotional control was very low. Granted, I at that point in my life, there were some really heavy things going on. But then an area like the self-awareness was really high. So it's important to, the key is balance, because I guess that being an example, you can have a really high score in one area and then a really low in another.
Oh, that helps me understand. So it gives you areas to improve upon by taking that test. You'd show where your deficiencies are and your strengths. I would think gender and age would impact the results. I know myself, as I've gotten older, I talk less, listen more. And I also have controlled my emotions much more. If I took that test as a young kid, I'd probably score very low on emotional control. And now, you know, I'm pretty laid back and things don't bother me as much. Could you give us an example of a few of the questions that are on the test and your choices for answers?
One test, it's pretty interesting. It's meant to measure your ranking within those five domains. This is one of these easily accessible ones that you can find online too. It's through a website called Truity.
Could you give us the website for that, please?
Oh yeah, absolutely. If you go to, I think it's just Truity, Truity.com, and then go under the emotional intelligence section. It has a wonderful self-reporting measure that is a really, really good place to start, because these other ones that we mentioned earlier are not free. And this test has, I think, about 50 questions, and they range from inaccurate to accurate, but questions like, I'm very good at identifying the emotions I'm feeling, or I enjoy socializing, or I sometimes find it hard to figure out how people around me are feeling, or my emotions are under control. A lot of these questions are the same, but worded differently. It's meant to really trace consistency. So it seems kind of repetitive, but it's supposed to be that way.
You mentioned earlier that you specialize in agriculture. You know, agriculture typically deals with plants. Why do people need a high EQ when they're dealing with plants?
Whether it's agriculture, horticulture, any area of the industry, this is an industry of passion. Anybody that I've talked to has gotten into this industry because of their love of plants. And as you know, there's certain points of the year that are really, really intensive, like production season or spring season. And it's also a very physically demanding job in a lot of areas. Most of our, you know, workers are doing physical labor and out in the field and just working really long hours. So that can then lead to emotional strain. So that just furthers the importance of needing to understand and regulate your emotions for your sake and for the sake of others.
Our show's about sustainability. How does having or understanding your emotional intelligence make the world more sustainable?
It definitely is what makes long-term success, in the sense that, kind of, again, coming back to anything involving people, that's what is going to really make the difference, because emotions can contribute to challenges. You know, like, albeit war or conflict or anything in that regard. But then emotions can also adversely go the other way and be channeled to empower change and fuel collaboration and spark innovation. So I would say that in terms of creating something sustainable and long lasting, it has to be something positive. So, and there's no bad that can come from having a high emotional intelligence. So I would say that in itself can only do good.
In researching this show, I read something that said people with high emotional intelligence and building teams with those kinds of people, they found that those organizations, people stay much longer.
Oh yeah. We take a very behaviorally focused approach to our hiring and our screening. So yeah, in finding these soft skills and these behaviors in our candidates, we see a much more solid and longer lasting fit with these companies and organizations. Not to dismiss the technical skills by any means. Those are also still important, but I would say not as much of a priority as something like emotional intelligence or having that cultural fit or those behaviors needed to optimally perform the job.
Well, Paige, this was a really fun discussion. Thank you for joining us on the Green Sense Show and sharing this information.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was really fun to talk to you about.
You are listening to Paige Franks, Senior Executive Search Advisor with Best Human Capital and Advisory Group, providing a primer on EQ, emotional intelligence. I'm Robert Colangelo. Thank you for listening to the Green Sense Show. Two very special people make it possible. A big thanks goes to Angela Surdy, our scheduler for booking guests, and Margaret Larkin, our audio producer and social media coordinator, for getting the show out. If you listen to the radio, check out the Green Sense Minute every Thursday and Saturday on 105.9 FM, WBBM, Chicago.
The Green Sense Show is brought to you by CEA Technology, a leader in building indoor growing systems that allow you to grow pesticide-free and conserve fertilizer, water, and energy to grow crops sustainably. Visit CEATECHN.com to learn more.